When Jesus arrived on the scene, the people of God had had the Torah for a long time already. Many people had devoted their entire lives to studying, interpreting, or teaching the law. They had the Decalogue, or the Ten Commandments. They had holiness codes. They had laws and practices and regulations, and they were hard to follow. And then Jesus showed up and took it even further. You have heard that it was said, but I say to you, Jesus upped the ante, took those already difficult commandments and put them further out of reach of the people he was teaching. I grew up in the church. My story toward becoming a priest has some interesting twists and turns, but in all the time that I was not a practicing Christian of some sort, I never lost my faith in God. I always knew that God was there. And I knew that God had expectations of me. So when I was asked to preach today, as our I Intend series turned to stewarding our mental and physical well-being, I thought immediately of this passage from the Sermon on the Mount, the part that includes, "But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also." You may have noticed the ending, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." What does this passage have to say about caring for our physical and mental well-being? This passage almost broke me. Let me explain. As someone who grew up in the church as I did, I heard the words of Scripture on a regular basis. I didn't often hear them explained. And even if I had, as a child, the explanations would probably not have made much sense to me. If Jesus said something, it wasn't to be questioned. He who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The first will be last, and the last will be first. But also, "Knock, and the door will be opened unto you, and come to me all who are weary, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I did not grow up a skeptic. I was not particularly wise or a shrewd child. Instead, I was trusting to a fault, especially of authority. And what greater authority can there be than Jesus, God made flesh? So if Jesus said it, it was true. There was no need to question and no need to interpret. It was there, plain as day. Turn the other cheek. Go the extra mile. Give to anyone who asks. Be perfect. Those are the rules. For someone who was trusting and a people pleaser and more than a little naive, you might have some sense of where this is going. The short version is that embracing these ideas and striving to live them did not lead to an easy yoke or a burden is light situation. Instead, I found myself striving for perfection, falling short, and wondering when I was going to find that easy burden. Or having been last for so long, wondering when I would finally get to be first. It was a painful realization that I came to far later than I should have, that striving for perfection and putting others first and always saying yes and turning the other cheek was not leading to a better, more peaceful, more holy, or satisfying life, nor was I bearing more fruit. The hardest part was realizing that this path wasn't ever going to lead to the peace, satisfaction, or fruitfulness that I was looking for. Working harder was not the answer, or I would have got there. My mental and physical health were not benefiting from this formula. They were a wreck. I was a wreck. I could barely function. Things were going to have to change, because doing the same things I had been doing was not suddenly going to lead to everything working out. So, with all that background, why would I ever choose that gospel to read on a day about caring for our own physical and mental health? It clearly hadn't been working for me. I might have misspoken earlier when I said that I was naive and a rule follower and trusting of authority, because I still am. And I still believe what Paul says to the Corinthians about having a foundation that is Christ. We all build upon that one foundation, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells among us. The laws, the Torah, the Ten Commandments are still fundamental. They are God's wisdom for the world. And when it comes to Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, since Jesus is God, that teaching is still important, even if it flies in the face of the wisdom of the world. The world has a lot to say about caring for our mental and physical well-being. We've all heard about self-care and mindfulness. We know about the importance of getting exercise, eating well, getting enough sleep, and drinking enough water. We know about the value of meditation and therapy and vitamins, minerals, and even physician-monitored medication. And I need to stress this here because people might think I'm trying to be funny. These are all good things. Even the very cliched notion of the oxygen mask. I'm sure you've heard this many times, that it is important that you put on your own oxygen mask before you help someone with theirs. It's cliche, but it's true. The world has a lot to say about all these things. But the Bible doesn't. And even more difficult, some of what the Bible does say seems to be contradictory to these otherwise healthy notions we get from the world about taking care of our minds and bodies. You can probably think of other verses beyond those we heard in our readings, especially those that glorify suffering, encouraging enduring in our suffering to bring glory to God. As someone who tried that and failed miserably, take it from me, that's not a good place to start. But this is where the wisdom of the world comes up against the wisdom of God. The world says to take time for yourself. Drink 6 to 8 cups of water a day. Sleep 7 to 8 hours per night in a well-ventilated room between 17 and 20 degrees Celsius. On a firm, breathable mattress with no distractions and your phone in another room. The world says to take a vacation or a staycation, to eat foods in moderation, live, laugh, love. Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. You see, it's not that the advice or the wisdom of the world is wrong. It is important to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself and put your oxygen mask on first, you're not going to be good to anybody. I'm not saying don't do that. Please take care of yourselves. Be good stewards of the minds and bodies that God has given you. They are great gifts. And we only have one. Our bodies and minds can do incredible things, so it is imperative that we take good care of them. So, listen to the self-help books and use that wisdom. But know this, just being good, just being better, being your best you, is selling yourself short. God has bigger plans for you than great skin and minimal crow's feet. God wants something more for you than becoming fully actualized. But why am I talking about you? This started with me. So how do I make sense of this all? How can I continue to take the scripture seriously when it has led to such challenge in my life? Especially that bit about be a doormat because Jesus said so. You know that part about turning the other cheek and going the extra mile. Now, there are interpretations that seem to take the sting out of what Jesus said. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek. And if someone takes your coat, give your cloak as well. Well, if it is your right cheek, then stand your ground. They've just given you a backhand. Make them hit you like a man, face to face. Stand up to them. And if they take your coat, give your cloak, so everyone can see as you're naked just how completely unjust you've been treated, and collectively shame the person who has taken this and improve their behavior going forward. There's also the kill them with kindness explanation, that you give to those who ask and give even more so that you win them over with your kindness. But I don't really buy those explanations. For me, I'm still convinced that the laws described in the Leviticus reading we heard are guidelines that God, in God's wisdom, laid out for all people to follow. That is, it is incumbent upon all of us to live in harmony with one another, that as a temple of the Holy Spirit, we must seek to make our shared environment one that demonstrates the love that God has mandated for us. Love not only for our neighbors, but even for our enemies and those who persecute us. I, and we all, can be part of a system, a culture, a society that embraces the wisdom of God, that wisdom that is foolishness to the rest of the world, that tells us not to seek vengeance, not to bear a grudge, not to fight for ourselves, not to look out for only our own tribe, but to work to ensure the well-being of everyone. And if in that process if I have to endure some hardships, some difficulties, some backhands, then I must not let myself dwell on those. I need to let them go. What turn the other cheek means then is to demonstrate to the one who struck me that I am not and will not be deterred from my much loftier ambitions. The perfection that I seek is not in disciplined obedience to a strict set of rules, but to a perfect and God-ordained way of life, not for me, but for the entire community, one where justice and equity reign and everyone has all that they need. That is far better than any reward I might otherwise have been hoping for. And if that is the perfection, the goal that I'm striving for, then what's one extra mile? What's one less shirt or cloak? What's one more dollar lent out and not paid back? I've got bigger fish to fry.